Well, what a brilliant theme, girls, to be thinking of for World Thinking Day, the theme of impact, to think about what kind of impact can we have as we go through life in our friends, in our families, in our schools, and so on, in our communities. Sometimes we want to try really hard to make a positive impact in something. And the truth is that sometimes that can backfire if we try too hard. So you met Scott earlier. Scott, one of the things that Scott does lots of things in the church here. He's a pastor like me. But one of the things that Scott does is that Scott oversees the youth work in the church. And the other night, last Sunday night, right, they were playing a game. And Scott was desperate to make an impact in this game. And then this happened. So it says there, when you split your trousers playing games with the youth at Ascend, and all you can find to wear instead is a Superman onesie in Matthew Milne's car boot. So can you see the mess of what happened to Scott's jeans? Because he was playing a game and tried too hard to make an impact. Is that right? You're welcome. Listen, you know, he was just trying a little bit too hard. Chill out, Scott, you okay? You're getting a bit past it for these sorts of games now. I figure if you put it up on Facebook, it's fair game to talk about in church on a Sunday morning. Okay, good. I'm glad that Superman image is gone from behind us. To try and make an impact is a good thing, but sometimes we can try and go about that the wrong way. Well, I want to share with you a video about a man who made a huge impact in the world. Even though when you kind of looked on at him from a distance, you would think, well, there's maybe not anything very special about this man. And this man's name is Jesus. And we're going to watch a video about the impact that Jesus has had on the world. Now, you've got to try and read along really carefully because the words come up really quickly, okay? So watch this video and then we'll keep going. So who was this man, Jesus? The whole point of that video is to try and talk about, to underline some of the incredible ways that Jesus has made an impact in the world. Even though that should have been so unlikely, because as I say, when you look on at his life, it's really a miracle that Jesus is still even talked about here today in cults and around the world. Billions of people are going to get together and pray to and sing to and talk about this Jesus in this video. You see, the reason it's surprising is that Jesus was born to quite a poor family who grew up in a very unremarkable, unspecial town, really. Most of us will know that he wasn't born in a palace or anywhere precious and, you know, glorious like that, but he was born in something like a stable. Jesus was born in quite unusual circumstances that would have got people in the town gossiping and talking about what on earth had happened, about him coming into the world. And he lived a life about 33 years or so, and most of his life we know absolutely nothing about. He was in the public eye for about 3 years, maybe just slightly less than 3 years, during which time, for those 3 years, he gathered people who loved him, who thought he had special stuff to do and to say. They followed him, but eventually it came to quite a sad end, really, and all the people who had followed Jesus and thought he was special actually ended up, most of them ended up deserting him and leaving him alone, and he actually ended up having the most shameful of deaths. He was executed by the Roman government of his day. He was put to death in a horrible way. Now, here's the thing. Not everyone agrees about everything to do with Jesus, okay? And that's absolutely fine. We are so glad you're here. And if you don't believe that Jesus is alive in the way that we've been singing to him today, then we're just so glad you're here. You are so welcome. But everything that I've just said there about Jesus' 33 years in life, everyone believes that. That's not really debated or disputed, even among people who don't believe in God. People believe that that's the true reality of who Jesus is up to that point. And here's my question. If that was the end of the story, how on earth could Jesus still have and have had over the centuries the amazing impact that he's had in the history of the world? Because let me share with you just some of the ways that Jesus has had an impact in the world, okay? First of all, let's think about his name. Jesus' name is known almost in every corner of this world that we live in. There's a guy called John Ortberg who writes brilliant books, and he wrote this. This is what he said. It is in Jesus' name that desperate people pray, grateful people worship, and angry people swear. And then he says, from christenings to weddings, to sick rooms, to funerals. It is in Jesus' name that people are hatched, matched, patched, and dispatched. And Jesus comes up at all these important times through life. What about Jesus' birthday? Now, Jesus' birthday is the most widely celebrated birthday of all time. Now, we celebrate it here on the 25th of December. It's called Christmas, of course. Now, we don't think it was probably that exact day that Jesus was born. And, of course, lots of people don't think Christmas has anything to do with Jesus now. But certainly, historically, the reason why we celebrate Christmas over the years and over the centuries is because we are celebrating Jesus' birthday. How about dates, okay? We gave out a new notice sheet today. We do this once a month, and on the front of it, it says something that points us to Jesus. Well, it says church, of course, and it says some of these words about worship. That's fine, and a little thing at the bottom. But also here, it says March 2018. Now, you might know what 2018 AD stands for. That's what we talk about. It's the year 2018 AD, and AD stands for Anno Domini, which means the year of our Lord, which means it's about 2018 or so, not exactly, but about 2018 years since Jesus was born. And this is really important because throughout history, okay, all sorts of governments and rulers and different groups have risen up with different ideas of what's important, and they've tried to impose on the world different ways to think about time and think about calendars. For example, in the ancient Roman world, they used to mark their calendars based on the establishment of when Rome was built and when Rome governed and things like that. But even now, none of those have really stuck. And across the world for hundreds of years, in some way, we can't get away from the fact that, in some way at least, Jesus is almost the dividing point in history. It's BC, before Christ, and AD, the year of our Lord. Now, what about education? I know that one of the things you guys do in guides and things is that you learn lots and lots of important things. Well, one of the reasons that we have such a good education system in Britain is because of Jesus. Jesus said to his followers that you should love the Lord your God with all your mind. And because of that, his early followers took learning very seriously. And there was a time called the Dark Ages when all sorts of ancient, important books and articles and things were being destroyed. But you know what? It was the followers of Jesus who worked really hard to make sure that these important books from a long time ago weren't destroyed, that they were kept. And you know, when you think of like Oxford University, and you might have heard of some of the big ones in America, like Harvard and Yale and even Aberdeen University, which is one of the oldest universities in the world. Lots of these universities were built because people wanted to study the Bible. They wanted to learn more about Jesus. And in fact, that's why schools were first built. Now, I know that this is a mixed blessing for you guys. You're thinking, great, I've got Jesus to thank for the fact that I have to go to school. Well, that is true, partly, but I'm sure you'll thank him for that one day. And then there are so many other things that we could talk about, but we don't have time. So, for example, the laws that we have today and the type of government that we have today were shaped by Jesus' followers as they sought to live out the rules and the ethics and the morals that Jesus had taught. How about business? Jesus' followers lived a certain way. They worked really hard, and that has shaped the way business works around the world. Many of the world's greatest scientists have done their work and discovered these amazing things that we learn about because of their devotion to and their following of God and Jesus. How about music? Some of the most beautiful music that's ever been made is actually music, just quite like the songs that Derek has been singing so beautifully. They're songs of worship to God. Anyone ever heard of Handel's Messiah? That's a song and a beautiful piece of music of worship to Jesus, all about Jesus. And then even this continues to today. So did any of you watch or did you hear about the Brit Awards this week? Well, have anyone ever heard of Stormzy? Right, I'm too old to be cool to know about Stormzy. But I know that when Stormzy got his Brit Award, he stood up, and what was the first thing he said? He said, the reason I've done this is because I want to honor God, because of what God has done for me. So even today, music, cool music like Stormzy's, is being made because of the impact that Jesus has had. Or we could think about art, or the printing press, or prison reform, or architecture. So many of these things over the centuries have developed the way they have because of Jesus. Now, I'm going to keep going because if I don't, then people will start throwing things at me. The church here always tell me to hurry up and keep going, right? So I'm going to keep going. But there's one more aspect of Jesus' impact that I want to share with you, and it's really important. It's about caring for those who are in need. And I'm sure that in brownies and stuff, that's something that you talk a lot about. What does it look like to look out for the people in your class and in your group who maybe other people don't seem to like, to care for those who are in need? You know, when Jesus was on earth, he cared for people who were sad and who were needy. He helped the people who were sick. He gave people a hug who no one else would touch, who everyone else wanted away from them, everyone that people thought were dirty and not worth having around. Jesus spent time with. And that changed the world. You know why? Because when his followers came after him, they remembered something Jesus said. Jesus said one time, he said, "Whatever you have done for the least of these people, you've done for me." Now, what does that mean? It means that the way you behave towards those people who everyone else thinks are the least, not important, he says the way you care for them says a lot about what you think about me. And Jesus' followers started to care for those who were in need. So do you want to know where hospitals came from and orphanages came from and social care grew up from around the world? These are because Jesus' followers wanted to care for those in need, just like Jesus did. And in our notice sheet today, we have a little thing here from International Justice Mission, which is a group that we support in the church. And what they exist for is to help those who are the victims of violent persecution. And they've got these amazing lawyers who work both at the very immediate, urgent level of freeing slaves, but they also work in governments, creating new laws to help people who are oppressed. And why do they do that? They do that because they're followers of God and because Jesus cared for people who were oppressed and who were struggling. And then tomorrow, I'm going to get on a plane and I'm going to go to Kenya. It's my first ever time in Africa, and I'm going to see a ministry called Compassion. And what they do is they sponsor children. They're one of the biggest, largest child sponsorship organizations in the world. And listen to their little tagline. It says this: "Releasing children from poverty in Jesus' name." They're doing this because Jesus cares for children. And this is now bringing me to the last thing I want to say, because there's two other groups that were very much forgotten about before Jesus came, and he changed that forever. The first is children. Jesus loved children. I think Jesus would be very pleased that you guys are here with us today. Do you know that before Jesus came, when a baby was born, quite often the baby wasn't given a name until its eighth day in this world? Now, sometimes that still happens because mums and dads can't think of what name to call you. But mostly, babies are named straight away. And immediately when a baby is born, it's given very important rights to life. But in those days, the baby wasn't named till 8 days. And you know what happened, sadly, horribly, is that if you didn't like the baby that had come out, like if it had something that was wrong with it, then you could just leave that baby there because it wasn't really considered important at all. And you could just leave it to, well, for hard and horrible things to happen to that baby. And you know what happened? People would do that if the baby was deformed, and sometimes they would do that if it wasn't the right gender that they wanted. If they wanted a little boy and a little girl came out, do you know in that world, people didn't care about little girls especially, and they would leave them by the side of the road if they got a girl instead of a boy. But you know what? Jesus' followers began to change that because they remembered that Jesus loved children. They remembered that Jesus said there was a time when he was sitting teaching and some children came up to him, and the very important followers of Jesus said, "No, no, children, go away, go away. Jesus is too important for you." And do you know what Jesus said? He told them off. And he said, "Let the little children come to me." And do you know what Jesus said as well? He said, "If you want to be part of my kingdom, if you want to be a follower of mine, you have to become like a little child." So the followers of Jesus began to know that children were important, and they began to shape their culture around that fact, and many children were part of the early church. And do you know what else as well? Not just children, but little girls. Because one of the things that Jesus did again, in that culture 2,000 years ago, people didn't really care about ladies, and they weren't given the same rights as men. But 2,000 years ago, Jesus spent a lot of his time with ladies. He wasn't married, but he honored women. He blessed women, and they knew that they were valued by Jesus. And Jesus' followers saw that, and they knew it was important to keep that going. So from that time onwards, women and children were a big part of Jesus' gang. And they knew that they were valued. They knew that they had dignity and worth in life. And that's continued through the generations, with some blips along the way. Sadly, we haven't always followed Jesus perfectly, but mostly we try to. Now, the question is this: how did all of that happen? This great big impact that Jesus has had in the world, how did it happen? If Jesus just died on a cross in this horrible way that we spoke about, then how did that happen? Well, we have to think about this, because normally when someone dies, their impact around the world begins to shrink. People begin to slowly forget about them. Has anyone here seen the movie Coco? That's what the movie Coco is all about. It's all about how you try and remember those who have passed away in the past. But Jesus had the complete opposite way around. Jesus' impact 100 years after his death was way bigger at the time of his death. And after 500 years, it was even bigger. And after 1,000, his followers, the followers of Jesus, began to shape what Europe looks like today for many of us. And why is it? Well, it's because the Bible teaches that Jesus' death was not the end of the story. Now, where's my pal Katie? Because Katie is going to come forward and read a passage from the Bible, from Philippians chapter 2. Just now, you can come up here, Katie.
Let each of you look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Can we give Katie a clap? That's a hard passage to read. Thank you so much. Girls and everyone here, what that passage is saying is that the Bible teaches that Jesus' death on the cross was not the end of the story, but that he was raised to new life. That word exalted there, that's what that's talking about. God exalted him, lifted him up. And we as Christians believe that Jesus is still alive today, and that he, in some way, he rules and reigns over this world even today. And that passage tells us that we can participate in the impact that Jesus has, that we can have an impact too. It says, how do we do that? Not by trying to be impressive and powerful and rule over people, but it says we're to be the same way that Jesus was, which is to be humble, to be gentle, to care for others more than we care for ourselves. That's how we have an impact. Now, we're going to watch one more video, and then we're almost finished. And I want to just share with you the video of this man who's still having an impact in Jesus' name just now.
My name is Azaria.
My name is Naho.
My name is Pinya.
My name is Ayuhi.
My name is Musi.
I'm 10 years old.
I am 7 years old.
I am 8 years old.
I am 9 years old.
While I was traveling to different parts of the country, I have seen many children starving, dying, and with many suffering. So I couldn't, you know, keep on doing some other business assignments. So finally, when, you know, time comes, when Jesus filled my heart with this ministry, I couldn't continue. I finally decided, left my comfortable zone, because I was fully, I was pregnant, you know. I have to deliver that mission, you know. I saw, because the Lord told me that there is a vision. I put in you, you have to accomplish that. And finally, it was not very difficult for me to decide. It's really 100% the Holy Spirit assisted me to start the orphanage. Physically, when you see it, it's not very easy decision. Seeing the kid suffering is the biggest and very tragic thing that I can explain, because they are helpless. These people are, you know, they don't have parents, they don't have relatives. Some have gone away, not to see them die, not to see them, you know, crying and suffering. Some of them are on their hands, I mean, relatives' hands, without eating. They might, you know, see sucking the breast, but no milk inside because the mom is not getting enough food. So just seeing this in different parts of the country, just running a very good business here, I mean, driving car and medication and other insurances are not important for me. That couldn't make me very happy. Now I'm very happy because I play. I see children very happy, change it from that situation to this situation. So actually, if you don't love Jesus and love children, it's not a work that you choose, because there are different challenges. The food, the medication, the school, the house rent, the clothing, everything is the challenge. There are times when I have been crying, you know, sitting on my table. Tomorrow I have to buy, these kids doesn't know. If I say I don't have, they cannot understand me. But one thing that makes me very happy is Jesus loves the kids. I never have lacked nothing because he loves them. He always provides. When I started the orphanage, I was empty. Just I started from nothing, just believing that Jesus can provide. It's a miracle. By the way, I believe in miracles. I believe in the prayers Jesus taught. He said, pray only to get your daily bread. I always say, Lord, I want my daily bread. These children are yours, so I need daily bread for these children. I tell you, brothers and sisters, sometimes even I don't know from where I get from, when in my account from different parts of the country. Miracle. So I trust the Lord. He never have left me alone. Everybody knows I'm not the boss of anybody here. Everybody's boss is Jesus Christ, because it's not my mission. I'm the tool. So it's his mission. He's here to accomplish. He always sees here. Everybody is working for the glory of the Lord. So the kids have got special families. They are alone, they had no one, but now they have families that they love them. They are given attention, they are given love, they are given priorities. So praise God, praise Jesus, he is always there.
I love that guy. He's so clear, isn't he, that this isn't really his idea, it's not even his work, but that this is Jesus' work. And we're glad that you've been able to be here with us today and to share what the message of Christianity is. The message of Christianity is that Jesus is still alive and that he's still having an impact today. He's changing the lives of those who are most in need. And you know, in our church here, we have lots of people who are going through really hard times, really sick, really lonely, really struggling. And every week we gather together and we just say, God, we need help. We need help. And thank you that you impact our lives. And I want to let you guys know that if we come humbly to him and humbly to one another, then we can share in that amazing impact in this world. All right, let me pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this special time. Lord, we thank you that the Bible teaches and that many of us here believe that Jesus Christ is not dead, but that he was raised to life and that he's alive today. And that because of that, there was started this lovely movement of followers who followed him. And yes, at times have got it badly wrong across the history of the world, but also through this movement, the church, you've done some wonderful things around the world, and you're still doing wonderful things like through that man in the video. We thank you for the impact that you are having in the world. We thank you for the impact that we can have as we share in that work. And Father, we just thank you so much for the rainbows and the brownies and the guides here with us today. We thank you, Lord, that they are a group that are seeking to have a positive impact in this community, to their friends and families, to their neighbors, to this world. And I just pray, Father, that you bless them and that you'd help them and that they would just continue to have such great fun and to learn such wonderful things about how to have a positive impact in this world. And we pray for all of us here that, Lord, we might realize that the impact that we can have is limited unless we are doing it in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the God of miracles. And we pray that we would see that if we come humbly, then you can lift us up and do amazing things as we share in the wonderful work of God that you are doing right across this world. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this space that you've given us to think about these wonderful things. We pray that we would have a positive impact in this world. In Jesus' name. Amen.